That's Carolyn.
Carolyn, which key quiets the inner judger?
I'm thinking that could be could be the protection of number 15.
Yeah. That's right. Now people confuse that with seven. They confuse that with seven.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, look here. Here's the thing you need to know. Carolyn's gotten very good at this. You know why she's very good at it? She's actually ahead of Bob. For God's sake, don't say nothing. We'll never hear the end of that. We'll never hear the end of that. Just don't even say a word. Let that go. All is recorded, but we'll let that part go. Because what's happened is she sees this is like a prescription.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what you do.
Yeah.
This is what you do. Boom. This is what you do.
Seven is just asking for backup, but that doesn't mean they're going to protect you.
That's right. That's exactly right. So 15
follows the elders. So once you get the elders attracted, then they will protect you.
That's great.
Very cool.
And the angels will line up that hedge of protection. Now they won't make Goshen. See, Bob and Carolyn are kind of in the Goshen place right now. They can actually do whatever they wanted, and they're good, which it sounds crazy. And they would never – but see, here's the rub. Here's what's funny about that. They would never do that. See, that's the thing. To be just crazy, they wouldn't do that. They're actually – however fruit loose they seem into a typical genre, it's not really like that. They're more normal and more logical. But yet, because they have this protection, then they can do what they want to. They never take it for granted. They never do that. They're always thankful. They're always appropriate. Always.
Yeah. Oh,
and they do it just they do it instinctively. They don't even try. Because if Bob knew what it was, he'd probably quit. He doesn't know what it is. See what I'm saying? You're not going to bother him. He doesn't recognize it in the first place. But typically, it's logical. It's a logical progression. And that's because the fruits of that beginning, of that place, maybe you've been 40 years in the desert, you get real comfortable being close to the sand. That's all we can figure.
Apparently.
But it becomes natural.
Alyssa just had a little breakthrough. What was your breakthrough, Alyssa?
I was going to thank Ian also for the words. Appropriate is one of the words that I'm using right now. And so I was thanking them for the word appropriate, the word resilient.
No, you have to thank yourself. Stop thanking
me. I know. I am thanking myself when I thank Ian. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Thank you, that. So, the seventh key diverts potential kinetic backlash, and the 11th key calls for the allies, and the 15th key is the hedge of protection. Okay. Yeah, I like what you're saying about the inner judger and the hedge of protection on the 15th key.
Yeah, but you gotta be careful now. You gotta know who you start to that key, you gotta know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doubting and you're wondering and you don't know, you better leave that alone. You're going to engage if you are not comforted or conveniently lined up with you and you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's going to happen is you're going to sluice that angel on every idiosyncrasy that you've not settled, and they're going to get you with it.
Yeah.
See what I mean? If you want a protection, but if you're not settled and you're afraid of spiders and you use that and they know it, the next thing you know, you're going to get overrun with spiders and they're going to be hedged protectively inside your space.
Yeah, so the second key, you're going to put them
in with you and put a hedge around you with it. So you have to settle those things as you go. See, it's a bitch because it puts you in your suit. You take yourself with you most everywhere we go. We said that since before itch. And that's the thing. The problem is not all these words and angels and ascension and elders and lampstands and vile judgment and evil harlots and little books and tiny notes and little charts and hex status. That is not the trouble. The trouble is you.
Yes.
You're the trouble.
You and
we
you.
We get you out of the way. We get you out of the way. We win.
Yes. But
then what happens is you autonomically, because then your body autonomically responds. Your body autonomically allows the radiation to be included. The cells in your body aren't contrite with this new fucked up biology thing that you're not worthy to be God.